am recording.
1, 2, 1, 2. There I am. Yes, it is. Was there much echo?
Well, I always go through it and mute when the other person isn't talking. It takes me like half an hour.
Does it?
Yeah. But it's fine. I just do my Monday meeting at the same time. Jamie's like, I'm like, it's fine, Jamie. I can do this and talk to you at the same time.
Oh my God. I'm just going to close this door. Just going to record my podcast, guys. I'll see you later. It's all about aligning my behavior. If I start talking to somebody, then eventually there will be somebody there.
I get it. Like, I instantly knew what you were talking about. That's how much we are soul sisters.
There's a song that I want you to listen to. Groove Armada. Do you remember when Groove Armada were massive?
Yeah, did they sing Groove is in the Heart?
No.
It's not even the summer and I have allergies.
No, Nana. That's not them.
What did they sing?
They sing... super styling. I see you, baby, shaking that ass.
Oh yeah, yeah,
shaking
yeah.
that ass. They were big around when we worked at Spin in the early noughties.
Yeah, no, I remember them.
Good girl. Okay, well, I listened to a song of theirs called "But I Feel Good," and I recommend it highly.
Okay.
But I feel good. But I feel high. But I feel good.
Okay, I'm gonna put it on after the pod.
Do trust me. Trust me, I'm a DJ.
Do you miss playing tunes?
Sometimes I miss playing tunes, yeah. I was seeing a guy before I moved to London, very casually. And I was on 98 FM back then, right? And I used to play Taylor Swift. And I used to call her Taylor Swifty.
I was like, that's 98 FM of you.
It's Taylor Swifty, and one of the last things he said to me before we broke up and went our separate ways was that he hated the way I said
it. I thought you were going to say he loved the way you said it.
He told me he hated the way I said it. I was so offended.
I'm Georgie Crawford and we are a couple of soul sisters. I'm Georgie Crawford and I am one half of a couple of coaches.
I'm Claire Solit and I'm the other half of a couple of coaches. The Soul Sisters podcast is a Good Glow production brought to you this season by Malfi Gin, your ticket to the Amalfi Coast.
Malfi Gin comes in 3 tasty flavours, a burst of Italian blood orange with con arancia, a zesty lemon gin con limon, or a delicate grapefruit gin with rosa. Experience La Dolce Vita with Malfi Gin.
Always drink responsibly. Visit drinkaware.ie for more.
Oh, let's talk about this. Have you ever been ghosted?
Yes.
Have you ever been ghosted by a friend?
Yes.
So have I.
Only recently, actually, I've thought about all of the ghosts in my closet. And they're all ex-friends. And so there's something that goes on, obviously, as I think probably, now men and women, but maybe we feel it emotionally more than the lads do. Where you grow up and you grow apart. Like, there's some friends who stick around, but others leave. So there's a part of you that's like, okay, I'm shedding these people and I'm getting closer to my next tribe. But then every so often you go, where is she?
Yeah. Or like, what did I do?
Yeah.
I'm like, did I do something to offend someone? Because I try to be nice to everyone I meet because I am nice, because I see the good in everyone. So I would never decide that I don't want to be friends with someone.
Even if they aren't a nice person.
I feel like Okay, so after maybe someone hasn't been a good friend to me and maybe ghosted me, maybe at that point I can let it go because I'm like, they're not in my life for a reason. But I'd always give people the benefit of the doubt. Mm. You know, I'd never see the bad in someone. So then I'm like, are they seeing, what? I think this is something that no one ever talks about.
Yes. So interestingly enough, this is something that I think about quite a bit and I experience quite a bit. And my own coach and mentor would say to me, it's nothing to do with you.
Yeah.
And if you make it personal and you take it personally, the only person who's going to suffer is you.
Because it will eat away at you.
Eats at you. And like you said earlier, you opened by saying, I'm a good person. I really try to treat people well. So if that's the standard that you're holding, then you're really going to give yourself a hard time because you're like, what have I done to this one? This one gets treated like everybody else, but this person has turned their back on me. Rejection is protection. I know it's difficult. It takes a while for it to settle in your mind and your soul. But when someone turns away from you and leaves you behind, wave them off and thank them.
I went to a healer at the start of the month, this guy called Adam Higgs. And I went to him in Dunleary and he did cord cutting on me. It basically detaches you from like a traumatic experience or something that you hold closely that hurts you. Mm. You go in, we put it all into a bubble and he did this exercise to detach you from it. And it was freaking life changing, Claire.
Why? Tell me.
Because there was a certain thing that I really wanted to let go of, right? And since he did the cord cutting on that, other things have started to come up for me. Because obviously the big thing that I was traumatized by was blocking all the little things.
Wow.
And then when that the big thing was out of the way, the little things have started to surface, which has got me thinking about ghosting and friends lost and gained and blah, 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 blah. But it's allowing me now to deal with those things, learn from that, move on. Like you say, rejection is protection. So we have to like move and flow with our life, right? And people come and go for a reason. And all we can do is learn from that. Hold our loved ones and the people we really care about really tightly. And move on.
Definitely. People come in for a reason, a season, or a lifetime.
Ooh.
So hold the lifetimers close. Enjoy the seasonal interactions and be aware of the reason that people come in. And they're usually the most difficult people in our lives. And they are our biggest teachers. Mm-hmm. So if somebody is causing you strife and angst and they're forcing you to look at an aspect of yourself that you're ignoring.
Do you know what else I spoke about in the September reset? And it was one of the most popular days and one of the days that I got the most feedback on. I'm going to send it to you after this podcast, Claire. Mm. And it was be unapologetically you. So remember, I think it was on season one or two of the pod and I read out a quote being like, you know, some your energy doesn't suit some people, so let them go back to what they're used to. So in this day of the September reset, I spoke about, you know, people will say, oh, you know who your friends are when you're down, right? Your friends will come. I actually think it's the opposite. I think you know who your friends are when you're flying high. So people are always going to be with you when you're down. Because they can be a hero. They can, you know, it makes them feel good to think they're saving you or they're lifting you out of the gutter, right? But then you get your wings and then you start to fly and then you start to thrive. And who's there for you then? Who's there to tell you, wow, you're amazing. You know, I think you're doing a great job. I'm so inspired by you.
Yeah.
Who's there for the rising? And I think that's what we need to ask ourselves. If people are only with you in the gutter and when you rise, they're not there anymore, it's time to say goodbye.
I never looked at it like that. And that is so true. If somebody can't stand to see you soar and they leave, then you're right. They're not a friend.
And don't rein in your energy because other people aren't used to it.
Yes.
And don't stop yourself becoming who you want to be because you're afraid that it's going to make other people uncomfortable.
Oh my God. Hallelujah, sister.
So we're lifers, aren't we, Claire?
We're lifers.
We're not seasoners.
Nope.
Season 1, 2, 3 of Soul Sisters. We're lifers.
We're not seasoners. We're not reasoners. We're lifers. Geez, we got so into our conversation that we never really opened up this podcast. So, Soul Sisters, welcome to another episode. Life lessons and laughter. Here we go.
It's a real fly on the wall type of show, isn't it, Claire?
It is.
We just start talking. We forget to intro it. But the Soul Sisters know. The Soul Sisters are the third person in our conversation, I feel.
There you go. Exactly. They know exactly what's going on here. So I've been in Sardinia for a week, so I need to open with that, if that's okay. Mm-hmm. And interestingly enough, what we've just been talking about shining your light, finding your tribe, knowing who your friends are, is so applicable to this week in Sardinia. So I headed off on Tuesday morning with 9 other gutsy girls to the west coast of Sardinia. A town called Bossa was where we were based. And on this trip, I was stand-up paddling. I was doing some yoga. We did a little bit of hiking. We did some wine tasting and we did some pasta making with a real authentic nana or nana, as they call them. So that was all the activities, which I was really looking forward to doing because I'm actually, here's the thing, right? I am outdoorsy.
Yes.
But I don't do enough outdoorsy things. And when I was in Sardinia, I think the biggest lesson that this week taught me was that I am still, even after all the work I've done, sitting on the sidelines of my life. I am a spectator. I am waiting, or I was before I went on this trip, I am waiting for someone to come and bring me to places and do things with me, instead of doing it myself. And so one of the things I was working on with my coach in the last few months was finding the joy in things and finding the fun in my life. And hands up, there are many things that bring me joy. Like this podcast brings me the biggest joy ever. But other things in my life are kind of fairly mediocre. Spent a lot of time in the park, going across to the Lido, going to my yoga classes. I'm in routine. Mm-hmm. And guess what? It's not that joyful.
No. Comfort zone.
Comfort zone.
Alert.
Comfort zone alert. So I went along and obviously the first thing you're going along and you're thinking, I'm going to meet 9 other women. She's like, I hope there's 1 or 2 that I get along with and I 1 or 2 would just be really nice. Full house. A full complement of women who were just like me. Like-minded women from 25 all the way up to mid-50s.
Wow.
We gelled like nothing I've ever seen. Like we got together and we started talking and it didn't matter. Do you know what was for the first time in my life? I didn't care who I supped beside. I didn't care who I sat beside at lunch. I didn't mind who I sat beside on the bus because every single girl on that trip was a diamond. And there was a girl called Lauren who was leading it. She was our host. So she was a chaperone. She'd been on a few trips before and she was a qualified SUP instructor. Lovely girl, lives quite close to me.
And SUP is, just for Anne, I only know this from Jamie, it's the stand-up paddling.
Stand-up, exactly, stand-up paddling. So yeah, you're on a surfboard basically and you have a paddle. See, so you're going like a like the gondolas, like the clappers down the river. But all of these girls were being chaperoned by this girl called Lauren. And I turned to Lauren on one of the days and I said, no, I think actually I was sitting at dinner. So I said it to everybody. I said, girls, I've got to be honest with you. I was coming along here and I didn't think, I mean, I just didn't even imagine. I didn't entertain the idea that all of us would get on as well as we have. And we'd all gel so well. And Lauren so rightly pointed out, she was like, Claire, we've gathered here for different reasons. But you all made the commitment to put your best foot forward and be here and take the best from it. And that's why this is such a magical trip. But I think one of the biggest lessons that this trip has taught me is just what we were talking about prior to Sardinia. Shine your light and you will find your tribe. Like, be who you are.
And you are who you are, Claire, and that's why so many people love you.
Yeah, and sometimes I take things personally, and sometimes I focus on the people in my life who are not buying what I'm selling. And it's kind of difficult sometimes when you're on your own to get that endorsement, you know?
Yeah.
And so to fit in so beautifully with these girls and to buzz, like we buzzed so much if we were, you know, strolling down to the river to get on the sups, or if we were having dinner at night together, or on the very last night, something magical happened. We were celebrating one of the girls' birthdays, Jill, and we were looking for a bit of a party. And it's the end of the season in Sardinia. So Bossa is busy during the day, but it gets kind of, they close fairly swiftly at night because it's of the time of year. And so we'd heard, the place is very small. So we were walking around the streets. It's beautiful, like just stunning. And we were walking around the streets and we're like, hark, is that music playing? So we turn a corner and we find a DJ in the street playing outside a restaurant and bar. There's loads of people sitting down and the music was playing and a song came on and one of our gutsy girls got up and started dancing. Now, I have to be honest, right? I'm a dancer. But when Emma got up and started dancing, she was like, get up. I was like, nah, I can't. No. Everyone's just sitting here looking like so embarrassing. But then we requested a song. And as soon as our request came on, that was it. We had to get up.
Oh, I love it.
So we requested Cher, Believe. So as soon as he played that, we all got up and we didn't sit down for hours. So if you can imagine like a cobbled street, there was lights, like fairy lights. There was lights, you know, streaming out from bars and restaurants. And we were absolutely giving it socks. And the Italians were like, who the hell are these people and why are they up? And then slowly, very slowly, they started to smile and they stood up and they joined us in the street. And when I tell you, 9 girls became 50 people. And the Black Eyed Peas, honest to God, I had such an emotional moment. The Black Eyed Peas, Where Is the Love, came on. It's here. It's right here, right now. We could have sat back down and just enjoyed our evening. But we just, instead of sitting it out, we decided to dance. And everybody got up with us and enjoyed that moment. And the next day, Fabrizio, who was our sup instructor, we were telling him all about it. And he was like, yeah, I saw a TikTok. all the locals were ringing their friends going, hey, this is, come down. Everyone's dancing. There's people out in the streets. It's a carnival atmosphere. Come down. So they're like, honestly, there must have been 50 or 60 of us by the end of the night.
Joy spreads.
Hope springs eternal. Like, it was amazing. So that was my week. Now, last time we spoke, you were not feeling great, but you seem much better today.
I have had a complete 180 this week. So last week, I really felt like I was about to go down a very dark hole. And I was panicking so much and I was so worried about it that I felt like I was going to be in that hole for months. So I sat down last week after the podcast and I took one huge, enormous project off my plate. What a project that would have taken the next 3 months. That's why I was feeling so overwhelmed. I was like, I can't do this. I went out. It's hard to tell the team, you know, it's hard when you feel like you're letting people down. Yes, it makes sense for my business, but it doesn't make sense for me.
Ooh,
and whoa. Claire, you know that we love Martha Beck, you know, and Martha Beck, Oprah's life coach, spoke to me about doing things that make you feel warm and avoiding things that make you feel cold. So I knew last week I was on a train to feeling very cold. And I really was desperate to stop myself going down that path. So over the last week, I have, because I know I'm tired, I'm feeling a bit burnt out. I need to protect myself. I'm going into my scans. I know it's going to be tough. So I decided to make my life work for me.
Wow.
It was, as soon as I said it out loud, what I really wanted in my heart and soul, I was walking on air. I have felt so warm for the last week. And, you know, sometimes it takes the tough moments to appreciate moments like this, because every single day, every night that I was going to bed this week, I was like, I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful I can have the ability to listen to my gut, because it didn't listen to my gut for 15 years. Even though I knew my life was working against me, I just kept pushing, kept pushing, kept pushing. I'd say one day in the future, it will all pay off. So I'll suffer now to be happy down the line. But I've learned the hard way that that doesn't work.
Wow.
So I took the suffering off my plate and I leaned towards the joy. I leaned towards what's making me feel warm. And I know, Claire, that the time and space that I'm going to be given over the next few months is going to take me to somewhere where I could never have imagined. So I am so excited. I feel so creative. I feel in flow. And I'm just so proud of myself for putting myself first, because everything else will figure itself out, right? You have to put yourself first from time to time. And if you're getting the whispers, you know, that you're going down a path of burnout or stress, nip it in the bud, say it out loud, ask for help. That's what I did last week. And it's transformed the rest of my year.
Oh my God, I am so inspired by this. Well done. Honestly, I did not think that you would be saying this to me now. I imagined you would be saying, I have, you know, started to consider other ways that I can make life easier, but we're going to persist with the project because of A, B, and C. I commend you for that. And look what happened. Like, you made space and the creativity flows in. The ideas are like, it was Courtney Smith who said, the reason why morning pages is good is because you write 3 pages in the morning and you get rid of all of that overwhelm, that fear, and you make space for the good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And you've just leveled up. You've just taken a big, huge project that would have been really overwhelming for all of you. And now you've left room for the new.
And actually, something that Jerry said yesterday, I went to this, I was speaking at this amazing event yesterday for Purple House Cancer Center out in Bray. And it was myself and Jerry Hussey, Clodagh Campbell, Claire McKenna was there. Anyway, I was sitting beside Claire McKenna for Jerry's bit. I was sitting down the back and I was like, I need to move up. So I took myself up to the side and I was like, I don't care. I'm standing here. I want to be closer to Jerry. And I was like, okay, Jerry's going to say something that I need to hear today. He always does. Mm. And he said this, Claire, if I truly loved myself, what would I do? And just take it day by day, each decision. Ask yourself, if I truly love myself, what would I do? And I said to Claire, Claire, we're like Jerry's apostles. We just look up at him like and smile. And she's like, yeah, we need a bell. we need a bell for when he's coming. But it was such a feel-good day. But you know what, Claire? If I had been bogged down in overwhelm, burnout, anxiety, which is what would have happened if I didn't take action last week, I wouldn't have felt the joy of the day. I wouldn't have been open to the messages because I would have been so distracted by my overwhelm and my anxiety that I wouldn't have shown up with the openness that I showed up with. Yes. And I'm excited for where this space is going to take me because I always trust the process and I always, things always work out.
They do. They do. Particularly if you have the courage to step out of your comfort zone. That was the big thing for me this week. I took a risk. I trusted myself. I trusted myself to step out and take this trip. And the universe rewarded me tenfold. They sent me new experiences. They reminded me that I am outdoorsy. And they introduced me to a brand new set of people who will lift me up and help me celebrate my light. And that is, if you can make decisions every day with love and self-compassion.
Yeah.
That's the path that you will find.
This season of Soul Sisters is brought to you with thanks to Malfi Gin. And Claire, you've been in Italy. Did you spot it over there by any chance?
Georgie, Malfi Gin was everywhere in Sardinia. It was in bars, it was in restaurants, and I was soaking up the Italian sunshine and everything that Sardinia had to offer. And of course, I am now home and I need to reconnect to those Italian vibes. So I've decided I'm going to invite a few friends round and I'm going to serve some Malfi Gin cocktails and tell them all my tales from my trip to Sardinia. A couple of weeks ago, you served some Rosa cocktails, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to take inspiration from you. I'm going to do the same, some fresh fruit and plenty of ice. It'll be a dream.
Oh, Claire, sounds so fab. Of course, always drink responsibly and visit drinkaware.ie.
Healthy Girl Kitchen. Jesus, Mary and Joseph, this girl has 3.4 million followers.
Her name is Healthy Girl Kitchen.
Healthy Girl Kitchen. Danielle Brown, vegan recipes.
Ooh.
So one of the things I really enjoy eating in the morning are berries. But me and my Irish pals, Cathy and I in particular, talk about this. Over here in the UK, more so than in Ireland, if you buy something in the supermarket, will not be long going off. And I just think you have better lead times over in Ireland than you do in supermarkets over here. So berries in particular, I like to buy, I buy the strawberries during the summer, but I do blueberries all year round with raspberries. But I've had to give up on the raspberries because they just go moldy way too quickly. So I found a tip on Instagram and I wanted to share this because this was brand new information for me. And I was wondering, health coach, if you knew this. Healthy Girl Kitchen, her recommendation was to wash your berries. So she washes blueberries and strawberries in her video with water, vinegar and baking soda.
This is brand new information to me too.
So she puts them in a strainer with some water in a container first. And she puts all of her ingredients, all of her cleaning products in. And it's kind of, the baking soda kind of makes the whole thing kind of bubble a little bit. But the vinegar cleans the bacteria off the berries, gets rid of any dirt, and then prevents mold, which is my biggest issue. So then she says you can clean them in a strainer, dry them, which again, I would never do, and then keep them in a sealed container. Say what?
Oh, Claire, you're going to be drying your berries.
I'm going
to
be.
You need to do this and tell us if it works.
I might do a little vid myself and see if it actually works. I mean, drying each blueberry might take a while. So I'll just get some kitchen roll, I suppose, and lash them into that. But try it. Vinegar, water, baking soda. Wash them clean through a strainer, through a colander, and then dry them and put them in a sealed container.
Oh my God.
And as she says, follow for more vegan recipes on Healthy Girl Kitchen on Instagram.
Imagine if you were like to Jamie, okay, Jamie, are you on washing or drying? We've got to get the blueberries done.
No, not the dishes, the blueberries. Yeah.
Sometimes, Claire, I see, you know, rumblings of moon things on Instagram and people talking about, you know, moon stuff. Maybe, you know, that's something that I'm going to learn more about now that I've got more free time. So I was Googling what's going on because I do feel like, obviously, subconsciously, like we're affected by nature and the environment and things like that. So I was Googling around and I found out that it's the equinox. So it comes from a Latin term, which means equal night. So there's like 12-hour day and a 12-hour night. So it's really in sync and balancing. Mm. It happened on the 23rd of September. So marking the beginning of fall in the Northern Hemisphere and the start of spring in the Southern Hemisphere. So I don't know about you, but I've kind of noticed like the shift in season. You know, the leaves are starting to fall, the nights are getting a bit darker. And interestingly, I have been non-stop thinking about what you were saying about breaking the cycle. So this time of year for me is usually dread. Mm. So over the last week, I've been like, no, Claire said break the cycle. I'm going to break the cycle. So I looked this up and it says, spiritually speaking, fall represents the harvest time of the year, a time to acknowledge growth and expansion as a natural evolution. You may want to honor all that you have in your life and shift your consciousness from one of lack to one of prosperity and gratitude in some way through a small ritual or a ceremony. So we can light a candle, acknowledge that we're in a new season, mm-hmm. acknowledge that, you know, over the next couple of months, we're going to be going in, we're going to be cocooning, we're going to be, you know, getting better sleeps, maybe deeper sleeps. And I really think that I'm ready for this and I'm ready to break the cycle. And just because October is usually a bad month for me, I'm going in with more optimism this year, an open mind, an open heart. You have the power to change your perception of something. What if I change it to another year of health?
Yes.
You know, mark it as my 5-year anniversary of great health.
Amazing health. Yes.
My 5-year anniversary of really loving myself.
Yes.
My 5-year anniversary of...
changing your life for the better.
Changing my life for the better.
And inspiring, and your 5-year anniversary, inspiring other people to do the same. That's amazing. That's really amazing.
I wanted to recommend this week something that I think is a tool to bring you forward. So at the start of the September reset, we all set an intention. So what we wanted to focus on for the 2 weeks, and people, you know, were sending me their intentions and they were so good. People were getting up early. You know, their intention was to get out and go for a walk on the beach before work. Some people's intentions were to stop speaking negatively to themselves. Mm. And people were giving me feedback that this was working, you know, and they were keeping them up. And at the end of the 2 weeks, people were like, you know, I've changed. I've actually made positive changes. Wow. So going forward now, I'm going to set an intention for myself every week. So whatever it is that I want to focus on or whatever it is that I want to bring in, I'm going to make that promise to myself. I'm going to write it down. I'm going to acknowledge it. So this week, my intention is one morning I want to see the sunrise down on Killiney Beach. Oh. Now, I was torn a little bit, Claire, because I was like, my wardrobe is so messy and maybe my intention should be to clean it, you know, to like sort out all my clothes. We're going into a new season, like, you know, just sort out my life. But then I was like, maybe you could have a house intention and then, but also have your personal intention.
Yes.
You know, we get wrapped up in the to-do list and work and all of these things, and we put all of our energy into this. But what is your personal intention for the week? So mine is going to be to see the sunrise. It's calling me.
Good one. Great recommendation. I want to recommend a podcast. This is one we've definitely talked about on Soul Sisters before. It's Glennon Doyle, We Can Do Hard Things. I listen to it every single week. And in the last couple of weeks, I must say, it's been really great. There's been some really great episodes to listen to. But one I wanted to bring to the attention of parents, even though I'm childless, I thought this particular girl guest they had on was excellent. And maybe some of you follow her already. But it's the Becky Kennedy, Dr. Becky Kennedy. You'll find her on Instagram and she gives great tips. But she was on Glennon Doyle's podcast and it was so good that Glennon did two episodes. So she did one for reparenting ourselves and our own inner child, and then also for parenting our children. So we can do hard things, Glennon Doyle with Dr. Becky Kennedy.
What is your plan for the week? Your heart is in Sardinia.
It is, actually. I'm a little bit heartbroken that I'm back, but I'm totally inspired to live a different life now. So I'm looking forward and making plans. I'm going to think about how I can get out into the outdoors. How can I get supping in my local area? I can go down to the Thames in Richmond and rent a sup for an hour. So I'm going to make that plan. And of course, on the weekend, I've got the strip and dip. So I'm flying back to Dublin on Friday.
Oh, Claire, that's so good to hear. Our week, it's all about the Good Glow Retreat. It's finally happening this weekend. We have two spaces left. And do you know what, Claire? Most of the people who are coming alone. We've only got two friends joining us. Everyone else is coming by themselves for a weekend of rest, relaxation, connection, re-energizing, refocusing, and just a chance to switch off for a couple of days. So I'm so excited for that. I can't wait to fill you in. And thanks to all the Soul Sisters for listening today. If you would like to join us for the retreat, just drop me a DM or send us an email, info@thegoodglow.ie. We'll see you next week.